Thank you, Lord. Thank you, he speaks over me. It's already finished. He's already spoken over me. They got some things that stop fighting so much. Stop battling these things in your life. It's already been spoken over. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? And so there's some fights that you just don't have to be fighting. You know, I understand fight the good fight of faith. I understand. I know this is scripture. I understand we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I understand those things that Paul said. But Jesus ain't talk about fighting much. You could pick which one you want to do. If you want to be a fighter, fight on. But I believe that I'm a dominator. I believe, listen to this. I believe that when I walk into the room, it's done. Without a word being said out of my mouth. When I show up, I look like the word. When I show up, whatever that situation is, I already know what time it is. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? So, but it is all based, listen to what I'm saying. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Be it unto you according to your faith. Now you're gonna have to make some decisions this morning on how you believe. Listen to what I'm saying to you. Listen. I know we call ourselves believers, but believers of what? All things are possible to him that believes. Not because we go to church and because we come to church, it's supposed to make you feel good and supposed to speak positive things and make you feel like everything, you're supposed to leave out of here better than you came. All the things that we say, right? Because that's the positive vibe that we have, that sounds like a positive scripture. But that scripture really ain't got no charge. It ain't positive or negative. It is what it is. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. All things are possible to him that believe. How many things are all things? So that means whatever you believe in can happen. Now, if we're thinking positive, yeah, we get our answer. But what about that other stuff that you believe in? All things, you don't want all things to be possible for that, huh? We don't want that one, huh? We don't. But the scripture remains, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that. So the question is, if you can believe a thing, then that thing is possible. But I got to figure out where I'm putting my belief. Be it unto you according to your faith. You're fighting too much. We're fighting too much. It's too much brawling. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. I know we've been trained to fight. It's too much brawling. We really don't believe that we can walk in and it'd be over. We believe we need some oil slung on us. Somebody got to do something else. We got to confess and believe for 29,000 years. But if thou canst believe, so where's my belief? Say it, where's my belief? Ask yourself, I know you can't see yourself, but ask yourself, where's my belief? What do I really believe? Say it. My yoke is easy and my burden is, was he lying? He's not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'd make it good. If he said my yoke is easy, then whatever's going on in your life that's difficult, your belief is misplaced. You're gonna be seated in a second. In the garden, the serpent talks to Eve and Adam for a reason, to get them to believe a certain way. Because if I can get you to believe, then I can get you to function that way. See, I'm after your belief. He's not after your body. I'll tell you, he attacking your body. No, he's not attacking your body. Before your body got attacked, something else got attacked. Yeah. Listen. Everything that manifests in this realm is a result of something else. Everybody say cause and effect. Come on, say it again. Cause and effect. Come on, one more time. Say cause and effect. The Bible says the curse causeless shall not come. So everything that is, there's a cause for it. Whether good or bad, there's a reason. So I'm after your belief. Because I know that if thou canst believe, all things are possible. So I know that it begins, possibility doesn't start with just figurative thinking. It starts with the belief. So I got to catch you at the root of your belief. I got to challenge your belief system. Because if I can get your belief, I get your life. If I can get your belief, I can get you to produce anything that I want you to produce. No, y'all got to hear what I'm saying. If I can get your belief, then I can get you to make things happen in this earth that wasn't supposed to happen. See, the enemy, we're not giving him any glory. He a dummy, he defeated. But we do not be ignorant of his devices. The device is that I got to throw some lies in there to make you believe them so you won't believe him. Him. Capital H. And the thing about a lie is very similar to the truth. It look almost the same. I look up the word, the etymology they call it, this where the words come from. I look up the etymology of the word confused the other day. Because the enemy is trying to confuse you and deceive you. I look up the word confused, and it said to erroneously, it's a deep word that means an error, the wrong way, to make something almost look like it's the real thing. Make it look like, oh, this is what your life is really supposed to be about. And you miss out on the thing God is doing. So your belief is shifted. Y'all hear what I'm saying? All things are possible if you believe. But my question is, what? And I'm going to go further. Who do you believe? You know, we say, whose report? You believe we shall believe the report of the Lord. That's an old song. What you believe in this morning? We're going to shift belief. Y'all ready for it? We've been believing God for stuff for too long. Can I get a loud amen? Amen. We've been believing God for stuff too long. I believe God to do this. God gonna come through this. God gonna come through this. Some people die, don't never come through. Some people live all their lives, don't never come through. You mean to tell me that it don't work? Well, if we keep saying we believing for it and don't show up, that's gonna challenge my faith. That's gonna make me ask, do it really work? Oh yeah. All things are possible if thou canst believe. But if I'm not receiving what I should be receiving, is something wrong with my belief? Thank you, God. You're amazing. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Mark 9:23, and Jesus answered and said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believes. So now I need to go through some things this morning, because most of the time, my belief is misplaced. Are y'all hearing me? If you hear me, say amen. Amen. My belief can be misplaced. Belief is when God breathed into man became a living soul, what came with it was belief. Listen, you are able to believe a thing and make something possible. Are y'all hearing me? You are able to believe it, and the Spirit of God on the inside of you will connect to that belief and cause that to manifest. It's a powerful thing, but it's a great responsibility. It's a grave and great responsibility. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. So I've got to see where my belief is. Now, I know you think you're a believer. Y'all say y'all believers. Huh? We say Christian. I'm a believer. I believe God. I believe. Do you? I'm gonna answer real, real strong this morning. I'm going to ask you real strong and find out if you really believe what you should be believing. And I'm just going to jump into it. I'm going to make you mad early. Stop believing God for all that. Stop. I'm believing for. You ever heard somebody say, I'm believing for? Come on, y'all church people. So y'all better answer me up here. I'm believing for this. Yeah, there ain't no record for you to believe for nothing. Hey, man, it's been a good service, y'all. God bless you. I'll see you on. There's no record for you to believe for anything. I know y'all think I'm blaspheming right now. Every time I went, and you can do this study because I ain't got time to do it. I only got a little hour, so I ain't got time to do it. But you go research through the Gospels. Go look up the word believe. And every time you see believe, it is connected to a person. Listen to what I'm saying. Every time it says believe, it's not connected to a thing. It's always connected to a person. In English, it says a noun is a person. Come on now, y'all. Let me see what kind of grades y'all had in school. Y'all don't know what y'all talking about. A noun is a person, place or thing. Which I mean, it's a person, a place or a thing. So there's three different things. So person, place or thing. So if it's a person, it's definitely not a thing.
Right.
Come on.
There's a distinction between the two.
Right.
You get it?
Yeah.
Sometimes we can be believing for things and leave out the
person.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yeah.
He told me this the other day, a couple of days ago. He said, belief was made for God and his will, not for things and circumstances. I'm gonna say it again. Belief was given to you for God and his will, not for things and circumstances. So while you're believing God for your circumstance to change, sometimes you can be believing for your circumstance to change and bypassing God's will in it. Some things you're believing for that God don't want for you. Some things you're believing to receive that if you receive it, it will cut you off from the real plan that God got for your life. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I ain't trying to be cut off. I'm not trying to be cut off from what God plans, exceeding abundantly above all that I ask or think. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways, but as high as above the heavens. It is not entering into the heart of man the things that God has prepared. You have to realize that the life that you're living is under what God has prepared for you. There's more. Say there's more.
There's more.
Look at your neighbor. Tell him there's more.
There's more.
Listen, God got a bigger plan than we live in. I don't know about y'all. That give me hope. That give me excitement. That make me ready to turn up. That God has a bigger plan than the one I'm living. Yeah, life cool. Yeah, life is good. Yeah, life is stable. But stable ain't enough. God did not send me up in here in this earth on the day that he sent me here to live a stable life. He sent me here to shake some stuff up. He sent me here to develop some things. He sent me here to be a seed to produce something in this earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That's what he sent me for. John 8, Jesus was talking about, I know where I come from and I know where I'm going. And the one that sent me is with me. That means I came here on an assignment. Now some of us miss our assignment because we've gotten caught up with another assignment. You're doing another project that somebody else then gave you. You're doing another project that some other preacher didn't tell you that was the project. And you're missing out on the project that God got. Not what? Not that God got you on, that God made you as. You were planted in this earth as a seed. You hear me? Are you listening to me? I'm looking gray shirt right now. You listening to me? Yeah, you're right there. You listening to me? You listening to me? You can hear me? I'm looking right in your eye. You were planted here as a seed for something. The day you were born, God had a plan that he was trying to get here. Listen to me. He had something that he's trying to develop here, and he sent you to be it. He didn't expect for you to be a clone. He didn't expect for you to take on somebody else's belief system and then manifest everything that they said they want you to have. And now it becomes the rat race, trying to keep up with what they said you should be manifesting. And they keep moving the goalposts. They keep moving the finish line so they can have control. Belief was made for God and his will. The best way I can describe it, it's almost like a key. Anybody got any keys? Oh, y'all don't use keys? That's what's up. You have a key. I had a key for my car that I drove here. Right? Nah. You can use keys for several different things. You ever use a key to open a box? You got a package, you know, open a box or cut a little thread or something like that. Yeah, it works. It's not a knife, but it works.
Right?
But it can get the box open, right? You can use the key to open up a box. You can use the key to scratch something off. Some people use keys to scratch people's cars. Lord have mercy. You ever had your car keyed? I didn't have my car keyed a couple times. Amen. You can use it for a lot, but it's maximum. And it's maxed out, and its purpose is maxed out when you use it for what it was made for. Are y'all hearing me? When I take my key and put it in that car, I get access to everything that car can provide for me. I can move around, I can go, I can drive. If there's something in the trunk, I have access to what's in the trunk. If I need to get in the hood, I got access to what's under the hood. I got access to everything in that car and everything that it can do. I can turn the air conditioning on, God bless it, in his heat, amen. I can do whatever that car has available to me. I can do that because I have the, he said, I'll give you the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth, I'm getting ahead of myself. Whatever you bind on earth, be bound in heaven. Whatever you, do you understand? Whatever you loose on earth will be loose. But see, I got the key, I got the access. I got the key, I got the access to everything that that is. Watch this. I have the access to everything that that key is made for. Now, I can't take that key and get in your car and get access to yours. You need your keys. You need your key to drive your car. Right? But if I got my key, I have access to everything that's available in that vehicle. Let's go a little further. If I got the key to my house. How many of y'all got keys to your house? Hey, man, I know y'all got, you might have a little keypad. All right, it's still keys, right? You still got to punch in the code, right? You got the key. When I got the key, I got access to everything. That's in the house. You get it? Now, once again, you can't come in my house with your keys. Right? You can only get in my house with, oh, Lord, what you said, Lord? Whoa, what you said, Lord? Did you say, oh, Lord, did he say the enemy been living in your house with your keys? Did you, oh, this is not even my notes, y'all. Can we go? I can't hear y'all. If we can go, say, yeah. Can we go? I can't hear y'all. Can we go? Listen, listen. It only got in because you gave it the keys.
Yes, sir.
All I hear in my head is an old song. Not an old song, it's kind of old. The song says, how did you get here? Nobody's supposed to be. If you know, you know. If it's in there, it use your keys. Everybody say personal responsibility. And we cannot have enough, we cannot have so much ego that we don't take up on the responsibility upon ourselves. Sometimes it's an ego stroke to try to believe and say all this other stuff. And no. Let's keep it a buck. Can we keep it 100 real quick? If we can keep it a buck, it's only inside because it used your keys. Yes, sir. It used your access. Yes, sir. And so whoever has your keys, whoever got your keys has access to you and can drive you wherever it won't drive you. Bible talk about the word enters in. But then talk about the cares of this world, deceitfulness of riches, and lust for other things come in and choke the word. It comes in and begins to drive your life where it wants to go. And then tell you, clap for it. Then start, ego start talking to you. Well, you know, you're doing good. You're doing good enough. Don't worry about that. He ain't talking to you this morning. Yeah, I know ego. I hear him. I hear him talking to all y'all here. Well, he ain't really talking to you. This is really you. You got a good life. God has been good to you. But can't he be gooder? I know that ain't good English, but just. Have you maxed out his plan for you? Ooh. Because if I haven't maxed out his plan, then what am I doing every day? If I haven't maxed out his plan, why am I relaxing? In the regular? If I got the key, I got access to everything that you are. You can use keys for different things. You understand what I'm saying? You can use, I receive it. You can use keys for different things. But the key is most valuable when it is used for the thing that it was made for. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? The key is most effective when it is used on the thing that it was created for. I'm saying it over and over again so I can get it in your head. So, belief was made for God and his will, not for things and circumstances. Now, you can use it for things and circumstances, and you may get some results and you may not. We've experienced that sometimes in our lives, haven't we?
Yes, sir.
And you have what you say.
Yes,
Huh? You have what you say, but you don't have it all the time. I got two things to say. Sometimes you don't get what you say, and sometimes you get some stuff you ain't never said. Have you ever had? I know we get to speaking into existence. Speaking into existence. You have what you say. But how that got here? If it's all about what I'm saying. How did I get that manifestation? But at least I thought I wasn't believing for that. At least I thought I didn't believe that. But all things are possible if you
believe.
So if something's there, that means I believed it. Curse causes. If the key is made for God and his will, right? Yeah, you can take it and open some boxes. Yeah, you can juke somebody with a key. No, please don't do that to nobody. Yeah, you can do a lot of different things with keys. But that ain't what it's made for. And now the power of it is dumbed down because you're using it in the wrong place. Come on, we're talking about belief right now. Everybody say belief. Come on, say it again, belief. Come on, say it again, belief. Now, belief is much bigger than your thoughts. It's much bigger than your feelings. It's not just an imagination. Belief is when you put your life into it. See, when you really believe something, amen. When you really believe something, your whole being goes with it. Beginning of belief is be. Yeah. Look at the word belief. I ain't got to put it on the screen, right? The beginning of the word belief, the beginning of it is be. Yeah. When you really believe, your whole being goes with it. So wherever your being is going, I'll tell you what you believe. Show me your life and I'll show you what you believe. Show me what you commit to and I'll show you what your belief is highest in. Show me what you spend the most time doing and I'll show you what most of your belief in. See, a lot of times we preach in church, is ritual and we preach it as a commandment and you got to do the pray. But if you ain't praying, then I realize that you don't believe in it. If you're talking more than praying, you believe more in talking. If you're watching more than listening to God and you're watching everything else more than that, that's where your belief is. And where your belief is, that's what you're going to produce. There are a lot of things that show up in our lives that shouldn't be showing up, but we've been tricked to believe it. And if I can get you to believe, all things are possible. The system knows this. You know the enemy knows that? The enemy knows if I get you to believe in all that stuff they're saying on the ads and all the stuff on the TV, that I get you to buy it. It happened all day long. Everybody say, amen.
Amen.
Where is my belief? It's not made for circumstances or things, although we use it. Believe for this, believe for that, believe for that. That's a phrase that somebody in Word of Faith came up with. Confess it and believe it. Confess it and believe it. Come on. Y'all, confess it and believe it. The new word for it is affirmations. It's cool, the little affirmations, then they come up on your page on social media and they be like, yeah, and say this over yourself. You are a beautiful person today. And whatever you put your hands to is going to work in your favor. And this is, hey, shut up. Calm down. Because whatever you're affirming is less than what God got for you.
Yes, it is.
Guaranteed. I know some of y'all hurt because y'all got your affirmations up on your wall and your mirror and all that. Y'all keep saying it. That's all right. Just listen to this and say it. Listen to this message and say it. That's what we can say. Say it over and over again and it's going to happen. Say it over and over again, it's going to happen. Say it over and over again, it's going to happen. No, where is your belief? Believe for. I'm believing for there to be this and this and this. Stop. Now watch this. It'll happen. Over time, some of that stuff that you believe in, the grace of God stops more things than you think. Some of your prayers that you're praying for, the grace of God be stopping it. Yeah. Some of that stuff that you believe in for, the grace of God say, I got to go ahead and stop that. Because if I keep letting them believe it, they're going to get it. But that ain't what I got for them.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
But it'll work. You can open some boxes with the keys. It can be effective at some other things, but not as effective as it should be. You may not have access to all that God has for you because you're putting what he gave you as a key on them things and not on him. Everywhere in the gospel, you go read it, it's connected to, he said, believe on me. Jesus said, believe on me. Do you believe that I can do this? Believe on me. He that believeth on me. As the scripture says, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But I can't get into the flow till I believe on him. Belief is always connected to a personality. Y'all better put that down. I'll put it somewhere. Belief is always connected to a personality or an identity. If you try to believe and have belief connected to an inanimate thing, you are skipping the process. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Even the phrase, well, I'm believing God for whatever. Well, you're going too far. Because if you believe God, do God know what you need? Matthew 6, I ain't got to go there. I'm getting ahead of myself right quick. But do God know what you need? They say, he said, your father knows what you had need of before you asked him. That means before, there's even another place. He's talking to Jeremiah in the book of Jeremiah. He said, before you was formed in the belly, I knew you. And I ordained you, and I sanctified you. In other words, everything that you're going to get, he'd probably tell you, he said, listen, when you get out there, they're going to try to get you to do all kind of other stuff. But don't worry about it. I already got it straight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Before you ask, I know what you have need of. So believe in God for something. I know this is going to, people, I know it's tough. I know it's tough because you've been saying it for years. But if I believe God, the four will be taken care of. Sometimes we don't get the four because we don't believe God. See, I'm gonna tell you the best way to believe God. I know you know you think read the scripture over and over again, pray and meditate. No, the best way to believe God is deny yourself. Yeah, this ain't gonna be an amen Sunday. Amen. I'm gonna say amen for myself. If any man will come after me, this is Matthew, let him deny himself. There is a list of things that you're trying to accomplish that you got to deny. So that God's will can be accomplished. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? God's will. You're like a will in a testament. Like things somebody leave for somebody. Like things that are automatically in place. I don't have to go on this another message, but a will usually is activated when there's a death. I can't hear y'all. A will is usually, there's living wills that's also too. Which that's what we have, a living will. We got a will that operates because there's a death and a living will, right? When there's a death, when Jesus dies, the will is activated. I wonder what God left for us. I wonder what's in God's will. If I read the will and testament, the New Testament. If I read the last will and testament, I wonder what's on that list that God got. Y'all don't ever wonder that? You probably never thought of it like that. But you can think of it like now, and it'll consume you. It has consumed me. It changed my belief. It has consumed me because I'm no longer, this little stuff I'm trying to accomplish, God got a bigger plan.
Yes, sir.
Bigger plan, better plan, easier plan. Quicker plan is quicker.
Right.
How long does it really take? I wonder what's in the will. I wonder what he left for me. So belief is made for God and his will, not for things, circumstances. And I want you to study. You have to take time to study that. When you leave service, when you leave church service, you don't come to get your fix from church. Amen. You don't come to get your fix for the week. No, you're supposed to hear something that makes you dive further into your study about who you are. So you got to go study through that. See, go look at the word believest, believe, believe. All the different types of believe. Just go look it up and see what it's connected to. It's always connected to a person. Most are believing God for what he said he'd do for them and not him. What if he don't do nothing else? Do you believe? Or will you give up the faith? What if it don't really work out the way that you want it to work out all the time? Do you still believe or will you give up the faith? Will you renounce? What if he don't do another thing? Has what he done for you enough? I know. We have the doctrine of more, right? And more is there for you, but the pathway to more is sometimes different than what you're seeing. In all things, give thanks.
Yes.
I can't hear you. In all things. Whether I'm up or I'm down, thank you, Lord. Whether I'm winning or look like I'm losing, thank you, Lord. Whether I'm healed or I'm sick, thank you, Lord. Whether I feel good or not, thank you, Lord. Whether I got enough or whether I'm not. Sometimes we need to look at those bank accounts and say, first thing we think about, man, we gotta go. Man, what's going on with the money? No. Apostle preached a message years ago, and you gotta go find it. Swag, I'm probably putting you on spot right now. You might have to put it on LeroyTom.tv. It's called the Abundance Principle. Yeah. Some of y'all may not remember. It's called the Abundance Principle. Yeah, yeah. And I love it. I remember there's one part of the thing he says, listen, if you're on one side of your house and the flow leaning, go to the other side that's straight and say, thank you, Lord. Yeah. Gratitude. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, lift those hands. Say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Say, wherever I am, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
However I am, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Because of gratitude. We've been taught, especially my generation, we've been taught to pursue. Progress. And you talk progress so much, you're not even thankful for where you're standing. And you don't realize that being thankful for where you are standing, I want to sweat. Being thankful for where you're standing is what produces what's next. How do I receive a harvest without a seed? Where I am right now is a seed. Where I'm standing right now and how I'm believing right now is my seed for tomorrow. Jesus makes a statement. He said, take no thought for tomorrow. Why? Because if you took thought for today, you realize what's coming tomorrow. You don't need a prophet to come and tell you this is going to happen to you tomorrow. No, I'm already standing. So I already know, Doug. I already know it's coming tomorrow. Because I'm already standing and my belief is founded in the Father. You may be seated. So whatever I'm at, gratitude, thankful. I'm thankful. I thank you right now. It's an amazing part of your belief. I'm thankful right now. Say it, I'm thankful right now. You gotta say it like I said. I got a hold of now. I'm thankful right now. John 3:16, go put up on the screen. As quick as you get up on the screen, that's when we're reading it. Y'all can turn that John 3:16. Y'all should know this. We shouldn't even have to turn to this one. But we're gonna do it anyway for the ones in the back. John 3:16. Read it, ready, read. Whoa. Whosoever do what?
Believe
in what?
Amen.
Oh, so it's a whosoever and him. He's putting the whosoever with him. Y'all got to catch what I'm saying. See, belief connects the whosoever with him. Whosoever, how many whosoevers I got in the house? Say yeah. So if you are whosoever, your belief should be where? Then it tells me, whosoever believes should not but have. Now, that's not talking about, everlasting life is when you expire from this world and when they put them in a coffin. Like that, yeah. Is that everlasting life? But you have everlasting life right here. Everlasting life is not just when you expire from this earth. Everlasting life is going on right now. Eternity is happening now. Say it. Eternity is happening now. Say, heaven is now. Come on, say, heaven is now. Now stop trying to think about what you think heaven is and where you at right now. No, I need you to say it. Believe. Heaven is now. Heaven is now, whether you access it or not. I found out something about God. Whether you access it or not, his will is. You have faith and belief to line yourself up with what his will is. But whether you do it or not, it's going to go on.
He's given us an opportunity. Are y'all hearing me?
Yeah.
Whosoever believes in him. We're going to take a little journey through John real quick. John chapter 7, verse 38. Mm-hmm. Everybody say, mm-hmm. John chapter 7, verse 38. Y'all see it? John 7, 38. Y'all see it?
Yeah.
Read it, read it. Ready, read.
Yeah.
I'll wait. What the first word? Five words. Go ahead, read it.
Yeah.
So where is the belief connected to? It's not, hold up. It's not connected to the flow. We can read it, believe in me, out of his, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But it's not connected to the flow of living water. It's connected to, and because you're connected to, out of your belly shall flow. See, we believe him for the flow, right? We should believe him and he causes. Come on, man. Oh man, come on now, I need y'all to hear me. If y'all hear me, life can get real easy. Life can get really, really easy. He said one thing you're lacking. He said one thing. I said, what's the one thing you're lacking? But I look at what that thing was, and it was sitting at his feet. One thing is needful. He told Richard Grudel, one thing is lacking. He said, go, I need you to go sell all that. I ain't got time to go there. Go sell all that you got, all that stuff you're doing, all that stuff you got going on, all these plans and these businesses and all that. Oh, go sell it all.
Yeah.
And take up the cross and follow me.
Yes.
You can't run it. The rich young ruler, I don't have time to go there, Lord. The rich young ruler come running and say, how can I inherit?
Yes.
You heard the word?
Yes.
You know, an inheritance is left in a... How can I inherit eternal life? He said, will you observe all the commandments? He said, yeah, I'll be in church on time, every time. I went to ministry school and everything. Two different ministry schools. I went to all of them. He said, cool. That's good job. Ooh, look at you. Good job. Look at you, super Christian. One thing you're lacking. Go get rid of all that. Sell all your hair, give to the poor. Right? He said, you lay up treasures in heaven.
Yeah.
He said, take up the cross and follow me. And I know, because we don't connect the dots. Everybody say connect the dots. So we don't read Jesus enough to connect the dots. So because we don't connect the dots, we don't realize what he's saying to us in an individual setting. He says, you lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. But the scripture says in the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. He's trying to tell you that you're about to lay up the treasures that you're looking for on the inside of you. What you're looking for is what's on the inside of you is bigger than what you can get on the outside. Listen to what I'm trying. He's trying to tell him, but I need you to do something. You'll never realize this. Y'all hear me for a second? I'm talking to y'all right now. You'll never realize that the treasure is in you. Right? If you don't deny yourself and push some of those things on the side to see what's really going on. Fasting. Everybody say fasting.
Fasting.
Fasting is not to get a smaller waist. Getting smaller is a result of fasting. But you can't be fasting to get smaller. I'm telling the truth. It is a result, but it's not the purpose. See, when you fast, are y'all hearing me?
Yeah.
I ain't say when you fast. You're looking at me like you're fast. No, not when you fast. I'm talking about when you're putting some stuff to the side. So you can fast a lot of things. You fast food, you can fast TV, you can fast social media, you can fast a lot of stuff. Sometimes you gotta fast people. You ain't never been on no people fast? I have. Woo. That people fast, raw boy. That people fast, the best fast ever. Yeah, I ain't answering the phone today. I ain't got no counseling for you today. Nope. I don't have the answer. Deny yourself. That people fast is amazing. When the fast, what it does is begin to break you down. Because there are things that's covering your being. That's what I'm trying to tell you. There are things that's covering your being that's clogging you up and covering you up to where you can't see that you already got it.
Amen.
Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Sometimes there's got to be a breakdown. You get it? It's got to be a breakdown for you to really see that the treasure is in you already. Greater is he that is. Where did God breathe? He breathed on man? But I got so much. I've accomplished so many things that I can't see what's really trying to happen. Uh-huh. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? He said, one thing you're lacking, go sell what you have. You will live church, and then take up the cross and follow me. You see, he's sending them after him. But he goes away sad because he got great possessions. And never realized that eternity was on the inside of him. Never realized that heaven is on the inside of him. And he's the portal of heaven to earth. We live most of our lives clogged up. We're supernaturally constipated. We can't produce because we're always eating somebody else's production. He that believeth on me. That's what it say? Out of his belly. He don't expect the flow to come to him. He ain't trying to get in the flow. See, in the Old Testament, you got to get in the flow. You got to find the river and jump in. No, here he says, you the river. Say, I'm the river. Come on, say, I'm the flow. Come on, say it loud. Say, I'm the flow. I know it's hard to believe because you've been told everything else. No, say, I'm the flow. John chapter 14. I gotta get through here. John chapter 14, verse 12. Somebody say, mm-hmm. Be honest with me real quick. I need y'all to, y'all be lying in church sometime. Somebody ask you. I need you to be honest with me. How many of y'all been believing for stuff? Come on, man. Me too. My both hands, foot in the air, all that. We've been believing for stuff. Because we thought we were supposed to believe for things. And some come through and some don't. And when the one come through, you swear to God, that's it. Or you just ready to go, keep believing for the next thing. Right? You know, sometimes, you know, the devil can give you stuff. Sometimes your testimony be about God, and God sitting there like, man, I ain't getting that. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Don't put that on me. Because he know what's about to happen down the road. He know, oh, you got it? That's what's about to happen to you down the road. They said, we want a king. He said, y'all don't need no king. Y'all keep listening to my prophet. And I'm going to keep telling y'all, no, we want a king. Them people over there got a king. We want a king. Them people over there. Comparison. Yeah, they got one. I want one too. I got a right to have one. Equal opportunity. All men are created equal. Why, I can't have it. We want a king three times. How much God try to deal with us? Three times he tell them you don't need a king. Three times. Y'all don't need a king. Yeah. We get it, God. We hear what you're saying. We hear you, God. That's cool and everything, but we want. We see what you want, but. I get it what you're telling me that you want to happen, but I won't. Boy, that American dream I had, you wanting all kind of stuff. I see what you're saying, God, but I'm going to do it like this. And so the devil will give you desires of your heart. He'll give you desires of your heart. And you know how I know he can give you something? You want to know how I know? He took Jesus up in there and showed him all the kingdom. He said, I'll give you all this, you bow down and worship me. And a lot of stuff on that list is stuff that we've been chasing. We've been working hard to get. Why do you so? Why you so? You so because God's will, or you so because you're trying to get something? Trying to get something popping. I'm just going to tell the truth this morning. The devil give you some stuff. He give you a fire mortgage. And then you're going to bring it to God and tell him to cancel the debt. I'm looking in the camera. I ain't looking at nobody in here right now. When you believe God for a man, you believe God for a woman, and somebody gave you one. I'm gonna look in the other camera. And now you're bringing them for counseling. Verily, verily, I say unto you, to who? And you see the personality that's connected to belief? He, you, I say it to you, he, me, right? It's never connected to an inanimate object. He that believeth on
me.
The works that I do, wow, this is powerful. This is powerful. Listen to what I'm saying. The works that I do shall. This is Jesus talking now. Y'all know the works that Jesus did, right? The works that Jesus is doing, right? He that, the works that I do, shall he do also. And that's good enough. That's enough. That's enough to blow your mind right there. Then he talking about in greater works. How, God? Greater works than these shall he do because I go unto my Father. He that believes on who? Me. So I want to establish that we've got to shift our belief. Our belief has to go from inanimate things to a person, to an identity, to God. Are you understanding me? I shift my belief from those things to him and his will. Are y'all hearing me? There's a scripture in the Old Testament say, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. It says, believe in his prophets, so shall you prosper. He's always connecting it to a personality. Are y'all hearing me? So my belief, and it's slight. It's slight. They say, well, ain't really that big. No, it's slight. The small fox is small of vine. It's only a seed that can change everything. It's very slight. And so you can be believing for and not believing him. I'm going to tell you something else. Even in your body, you believe in God for healing. Well, who's the healer? I can't hear you. Who's the healer? Do the healer know what you're dealing with?
Yes.
I can't hear y'all.
Yes.
Do the healer know what you're dealing with?
Yes.
So do I have to give a dissertation to God about what's going on?
No.
What a doctor told me. And so now you got all the names. You got the name for all the diseases that man made up. God didn't make up none of it. In the beginning, God created cancer. He didn't do it. He didn't do it. All these names, they were made up by man. And so we took on man's idea and begin to confess it. We begin to pray about something that ain't even a real thing. It's only a malfunction. Come on, all right, say I believe. Come on, say it again, say I believe. I'm gonna say it again, say, I believe. It's only a malfunction. We give it, there's a spirit, the spirit of this, and there's a spirit of this on me, and the spirit of this, and the spirit of this. No, stop. It's only a malfunction. But if you keep believing, there's something on you, then something on you. If thou canst believe, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. So we got to connect it. We got to connect that my belief needs to be in God. My belief needs to be in Jesus. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Are we there? Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Come on, say it again. Say amen.
Amen.
So my belief got to shift. Everybody say my belief got to shift. Use your hands. My belief is shift. Say my belief is shifting this morning. Say my belief is shifting this morning. I'm shifting it from what I want to who he is. I'll say it again. I'm shifting my belief from what I want to who he is. I'm gonna say it again. I'm shifting my belief. Do your hands. I'm shifting my belief from what I want to who he is. And that alone. Now I'm saying that for a reason. I gotta say that alone. Because we can mingle it. Another part of confusion is mingling. You're mingling a little bit what you want and what God wants. Well, God, let's make a deal. Ain't no deals. Deny yourself. You don't know what's on the other side of denying. You be seated. Sometimes we don't believe what's on the other side of denying. Right after he said, deny yourself, and it's Matthew 16, right after he said, deny yourself, he said, he who saves his life is going to lose it. I said, what are you talking about? He said, you keep trying to save your life, you're going to lose it. Did you make your life?
No.
Answer me. Did you make your life?
No.
My mama didn't make me. Who made them? Did you have a decision, a choice, or what was going on? You was up there talking about, all the stuff we picking now while we alive. All of a sudden, we got here and started acting funny. We got alive and started thinking, and we started acting funny. We started acting like we, look, I'm about to choose this. Have it your way. But that ain't the way you got here. That ain't the way you got here. So if that ain't the way you got here, why is that the way you live in here? John 14, Jesus says, I am the
way.
He's trying to show you the way that you are. It's only a malfunction. It's only a malfunction. It's only a malfunction. It's only a malfunction. A lot of times we are just malfunctioning. There's a way that we should be functioning, but we're malfunctioning. You only malfunction when there's a virus. When something else got in there and began to affect your belief. That's why you gotta be mindful of what you're hearing, who you're talking to, what you're reading, who you're following, who you're letting speak into your life, because it'll get into you and make you believe that and you forget who you really are. So I'm shifting my belief from what I want to who he is. So my belief is in him. So my next question is, what he believe? What God believe? He never asked that one, huh? What does God believe about you? We'll never meditate on that one. What God believes. Well, can I show you what God believes?
Yeah.
I can hear y'all.
Yes.
Well, in the beginning was the Word.
Yeah.
The Word was with God.
Yes, sir.
And the Word was God.
Yes,
that means I can't have a Word without having God.
Right.
So we've been trying to have a Word and stand on the Word. But the Word is a person. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes,
the Word is a person. So we're trying to have, I got a word from the Lord. No, you ain't get a, you need the Lord.
That's right. That's good.
You don't need a word from the Lord. Because you try to get a word from the Lord and run off with it. No, I need the Lord too.
Yes.
I need the Lord and his word.
Right.
Matter of fact, don't just give me your word, Lord. And if you really realize what the word was, you realize you couldn't get the word without God. Because the word was with God and the word. Then a little later, and a couple of scriptures later, he says, he starts talking about Jesus. I'm going to show you what God believes. He starts talking about Jesus. And he says this. He said, and the word was made. Y'all want to see it? John 1. Go. John chapter 1. I'll read it. I don't want to. Sometimes we get in church and we assume everybody know what this is. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. John 1, 14. John 1, verse 14. Let's read it together. Ready, read. Hold on, stop. So the word was what?
Made.
So it's not something on the paper. It's not something in the air. It's not something that's audible, but it's actually. Come on, do your hand. Come on. this flesh, like it's right here. Like this ain't come on, like this is not figuratively. This is not imagination. We here. Word made. Made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glories of the only begotten of the Father, full of. So I can't get a word. It's the word made. So I can show you that this is God in the flesh, Jesus. So I can show you what God believes. Can I show you what God believes? Go to Matthew chapter 6. Oh. Yep. And I'm going to run through some of this stuff. Matthew chapter 6. But from Matthew chapter 5 to Matthew chapter 7, Jesus lays out God's belief system. Now, I can't make you do this. I can't make you do this, what I'm about to say. But if you were an intelligent individual and you really want to see what God believes, you would take Matthew chapter 5 through 7 and study it all day long. I would put the audio Bible on. I put it on while I'm sleeping. I look over and over and over again because I'm trying to see what God believes so I can believe the same. Yeah. I can take my life, bring every thought to the obedience of Christ. I can take how I've been doing things and bring it to how he do things and let it figure me out. Let it figure me out. Let it show me the things that I've been doing that ain't of him. Let me show you the things that I've been saying that ain't up to par to what he want. From 5, I realize he showed me this morning. From chapter 5, Matthew chapter 5 through Matthew chapter 7, he lays out the belief system. He lays out the function. He lays out what God expects of us. How does he do it? Because a little bit before that, in the chapter before that, he gets tempted of the devil, Matthew chapter 4. It says, no, he gets baptized first. Then God starts talking out of the sky. Talking about, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. I bet that was wild, huh? Can you imagine how wild that'll be? It sound like thunder. Y'all heard thunder before? Yeah. What about thunder with some words? Shake your house. Hey, get up from there. Woo! This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. And then what he does after he says he's well pleased in him, he sends him into the wilderness to get tempted. Listen, he sends him in the wilderness to get tempted. It literally says the Spirit led him into the wilderness. He didn't fall into temptation. He didn't. No, he was led by God in the wilderness to be tempted. That's what your journey here on earth is. He led you here to be tempted. And he tempts him with all the things that we worry about, food and money. Food, money, and tricks. The middle was a trick. Jump off of here, they gonna catch you. So you show somebody you can fly. He tempts him with it. Why does he sends Jesus there to get tempted? Because he has to know what he believes. He has to prove. Now, I think it's two reasons. One, he has to prove what he believes, but I think it's for it to be recorded for us. I don't believe in all those other things. Turn this rock into bread. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. He's talking about the person. Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He sends me to be tempted. If he comes out tempted, the enemy leave. He didn't resist him. He didn't, So get behind me, bro. I get behind me, Satan, because I'm going somewhere. Somebody say it. Get behind me, Satan, because I'm going somewhere. Now, if you're going in the wrong direction, Satan might be in front of you. He ain't going to get behind you. He said, we're going the same way. Matter of fact, I'm going to ride with you. And got your keys. And they're going to ask you if you got your seatbelt on. Because you're in for a ride. can't tell him to get behind you if you're going the same direction. He just laid out his direction. Well, I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you this. Well, I can't have nothing. What I can't have? Matthew chapter 6, man. Calm down. Matthew, I can't have nothing to deny myself. What I'm going to lose my life. What I'm going to get. That's what we've been ingrained in American society. Just world society for that. What I'm going to get. What I want. What about what I want? What about what you want? How you know what it's going to do tomorrow? He gets tempted, take him through the temptation, because I got to see how he believes. Some of the stuff that come to you is a temptation to see what you believe. But you'll never know the difference. You'll never know the difference. You'll scream blessing and blessing from God. You'll never know the difference. Unless we get in here where Matthew 6. Go to Matthew chapter 6. Now remember, now we've seen what God believes. How God believes. Right? Right? Because his belief in him are the same. How he believes. How does he function? Matthew chapter 5, I don't have time to go there. We talk about the Beatitudes, and he goes into so many other things. You got to read it for yourself. But Matthew chapter 6, he gets in here. Let me get to Matthew chapter 6. And he starts talking. He gets the business clear because you believers. The people believers, they call them believers, so y'all doing things a certain way. He says, so watch, let me change how you're doing things. Take heed that you do not your arms before men to be seen in them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Why you be making me say this though, God? Oh, when y'all do good for somebody, can you stop videoing it? I keep looking in the sky, man. When you help the needy, or you whatever you do good for somebody, stop posting it. Because this you. And you're cutting yourself off. You think you're promoting something, but you're actually cutting yourself off. Take heed that you do not your arms. Arms is when you're doing something for somebody else. You're doing something, you're helping somebody before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have what? It ain't say, well, I'm going to cut your reward off. I'm going to cut it down. You have no reward of your Father, which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee. Turn the camera off. As the hypocrites do in the synagogues, in the street, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. All they're going to be left with is the people clapping. And the same people clapping will also crucify you. But when thou doest alms, let thy left hand not know, thy right hand do it. Thy alms may be in secret. Thy Father will see in secret himself. That means he's going to do it himself. He ain't going to send nobody to reward you. Verse 5. And when thou prayest. Come on, pray us. Thou shalt not be as the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corner of the street loud, that they may be seen of men. But verily I say unto you, they'll have their reward. But when you pray, see, he's changing your belief. Y'all see it? See, he's changing your belief. Your belief will produce your actions. So your actions are a result of your belief. How you believe is supposed to go, that's how you're going to do it. You get it? He's changing your belief. But thou, when you pray, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father, which is in secret. And the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee well. Now, you only praying out loud because you want an open reward. Majority of the stuff you're doing, you want an open reward. You're trying to get a reward. You need to go inside. If you don't go in that house, you don't carry your tail inside. That's how mama used to be when you was outside playing. Take your tail inside. Verse 7, but when you pray, use not vain repetition as the heathens do, for they think they should be heard for their much speaking. Be not therefore like unto them. Don't believe like that. Be. Don't believe like that. Don't let your belief system be that way. For your father knows, what it say? Wait, what that say? Whoa, hold on. We didn't know he knew, because that's why we were praying so hard. Wait, you mean tell me that it's not based on my prayer, like the father already knows? What? He don't need you to be focused on the. Because he already know that you're in need of these. Here we go. Verse 9. You read it. Verse 10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In earth, I'm made out of the earth. I'm made from the dust of the earth. In earth, as it is, same time as it is in heaven. You mean to tell me I'm supposed to be producing the same thing that's going on in heaven right now? Yeah, but I can't get to it until I pray like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. I'm trying to believe system. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Then forgive us our debts, forgive our debtors. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Further down he says, take no thought what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to put on. For after these things do the Gentiles seek. The people that don't believe like you seek that. Yeah, but your father already knows you had need it before. So watch this. Verse 33, go there quick. And I looked at the clock and it said 33, that was funny. Go ahead, verse 33 real quick. Here's the belief system right here. I just changed it. No, seek, affirm and say what you believe. No. But seek ye what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness. And what happened with these things? Why are you believing for things when they're supposed to be added to you? They are additions. They are accessories. They don't make your life. He even says, take no thought for your life. I've come to a conclusion, and I'm going to finish right. I've come to the conclusion that I've been wasting my belief. My belief is supposed to be doing more than what I've been using it for, because I've been having it in things and not in him. 5-7, I want to say it again, I'm going to be done. Chapter 5-7 shows you God's belief system. Yeah, they slap you on one cheek, turn another, that's God's belief system too. If we're going to go, we got to go all the way, amen? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. I shift my belief from the things to him, and all these will be added to me. Amen.